A major winter storm is still bearing down on the southeastern part of the country, but only areas near the Ohio River are going to be impacted as far as the Midwest is concerned, and the system will not likely have much impact even in that region. The storm system has moved just a little bit further to the south today relative to what it was advertised to do yesterday, so almost all the precipitation will be right at the Ohio River or southward, and none of this heavy precipitation that's going to be impacting areas from Kentucky and Tennessee over to the Washington, D.C. area will spill northward of the Ohio River. Light snow will fall, but it won't be substantial enough to cause a serious amount of travel issues in the lower Midwest. Now, if you are traveling into Kentucky or Tennessee or even the Washington, D.C. area, that's a totally different story, and you should be aware of the fact that this raging storm will turn into a blizzard, and it will likely produce some very difficult travel conditions as we go through the day and overnight tonight. The worst conditions will be in West Virginia, and neighboring areas of the immediate surrounding region, I guess is probably the best way to put it. Well, the storm will go ahead and abate as we get into the afternoon on Saturday, and we'll expect to see improving conditions in those areas. In the meantime, the rest of the Midwest will experience relatively good weather. We're not expecting much precipitation until the first part of next week. A new low pressure center will form out in Kansas and portions of Missouri, and it will likely work its way out into the upper parts of the Midwest as we move toward the first part of next week. The storm will produce some occasional snowfall, but it's not likely to be a major storm system. Accumulations will be light, and we'll expect it to be out of the way fairly quickly. The lower eastern parts of the Midwest will probably not see a lot of precipitation with this event, although there will be some. It's interesting to note that the last two storm systems, the one that's in the southeastern states and this one I just mentioned, are not going to be impacting the lower eastern Midwest. This is quite typical of late January, February, and early March weather in an El Nino year, and I think that we should expect the lower eastern parts of the Midwest to experience continued below average precipitation now for a while. It'll all come back at us a little bit later in the late winter, early spring, but for the next several weeks, we'll probably see a lot less frequent storminess in these areas. The temperature bias across the region is expected to be cool still for another few days. Now, we will eventually bounce our way back into warmer weather in the first days of February. But for the rest of this month, we are going to see a couple of waves of cooler air. One is already moving through the Midwest today behind this big storm in the southeastern states. And another round of cooling will follow the snow event that I mentioned for early next week. Neither one of the cold surges are going to be dramatically cold, but we will see enough of a cool bias that we'll see some increase in heating fuel demand, and we'll probably see the coolness abating as we get into the first days of February. Well, specifically across the region now for this afternoon, we'll expect to see the highs running mostly 20s and 30s across the Midwest. There'll be some teens in the northern parts of the region. And as we get out towards the day tomorrow, we'll see 20s and 30s still prevailing. And then we'll warm up a little bit as we move into Sunday and Monday with 30s and 40s becoming more common across the region ahead of that low pressure center that we expect early next week. There will be another pullback in temperatures after that point in time. Our low temperatures overnight tonight will be in the single digits and teens in the northern parts of the Midwest and teens and 20s elsewhere. The lows on Sunday morning will be teens and 20s as well. And probably 20s and some lower 30s will occur on Monday morning before we get cool again for the middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.